Well, hello and welcome to the third edition of Orbit, the Satellites devotional from St. Mary's Reigate. This is a way to spend a few minutes each day with God. I'm Martin Saunders. Each weekday, we're going to look at a short passage from the Bible, have an opportunity to pray and reflect, and then be challenged with one practical way of responding to God's word. And we really hope these will be helpful. And if you miss one, don't worry. You can either catch up or just miss one. Today's Bible reading is Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 6, reading from the New International Version. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you'll be told what you must do." Well, yesterday, we saw how Saul had literally been the one destroying the early church. He dedicated his life to disproving and dismantling Christianity before it grew any bigger. And he'd overseen the arrest of many church members and the killing of Stephen. But now, God decides that enough is enough. And in this reading from Acts chapter 9, he tells Saul to stop. If only we all got a moment like this in our lives, out for a walk when suddenly a blinding light comes from heaven and the voice of Jesus himself calls us by name. I would like to imagine that even the most hardened atheist would be reconsidering their views if that happened. In this case, Saul immediately recognizes that he's in the wrong. Even though he has been Jesus's fiercest opponent, this miraculous sign forces him to slump to his knees and call Jesus Lord. God goes on to use Saul, who's renamed Paul, in amazing ways, as we're going to see over the next few weeks. But in this moment, all he needs Saul to do is to recognize that he is Lord, the one above all. That's ultimately the first and most important step for us too. We don't need to understand everything about Jesus or how to follow him perfectly. What he really wants is our hearts. He wants us to pledge our allegiance to him. As if we're choosing a sports team that we'll support for the rest of our lives, only obviously significantly more important than that. The first thing he requires from us is simply that we recognize him as king. It's tricky though, isn't it? Saul gets a blinding light from heaven. We don't get that. God asks us to follow him by faith, by reading the Bible, hearing the stories of others, listening out for his still small voice. But he does ask us to follow him and to submit to him as our Lord. And when we do, then just like he did with Saul, who became Paul, he can use us in amazing ways we never imagined. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer. Jesus, I submit to you as my Lord and King. I put you in first place in my life. And even though I haven't got every part of it sorted out yet, I offer it to you. Use me to build your kingdom today. Amen. And there's now just a brief chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day, we'll provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's Orbit challenge. Have you ever spent time listening for the still, small voice of God? Not just for a few seconds like we did a moment ago, but perhaps for a few minutes. Today, try to spend a bit of time in silence, listening for God. 3 minutes is a good amount of time, but you can do more or less. And if you think you hear something, get in touch with a youth leader or a trusted friend and just tell them what you heard. If you want to get in touch about that or anything else, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or you can message us on Instagram. We're @stmarys_satellites. Let us know what you think of this daily reflection, please. We would love your feedback. Well, that's it. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thank you for taking part today.